News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
So to that by-election victory, Andy Burnham now a Member of Parliament, which means, of course, he is able to throw his hat officially in the ring for the Labour leadership. I'm joined by the former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer, James Lyons. James, not only did he win the by-election, he won it with some mandate.
Andy Burnham was born in Aintree, home to that famous racecourse, and I think it's fair to say he's cleared the first hurdle to becoming Prime Minister at a canter. The Burnham bandwagon is well and truly rolling this morning.
Does that count for anything when he then gets into the leadership contest? Does it give him momentum into that fight?
Well, Anton, you're assuming there that there will be a contest, and I'm not sure that that is the case. But one of the challenges that his internal opponents had set for Andy Burnham was that he shouldn't just beat Nigel Farage's reform. He should also beat the combined total of reform and restore the political party that's positioning itself to the right of Nigel Farage. And he's done that in emphatic style.
And he has beaten, if I have the numbers correct, his majority is such that he has actually beaten every other candidate combined in the by-election.
That's right. Yeah. Just shy of 55%. So a pretty ringing personal endorsement for Andy when nationally the Labour Party is trailing by around 10 points in the polls to reform. And of course, it comes just over a month after reform took every single council seat in that constituency. But there is one interesting point about this. I think what we're seeing is in part due to some tactical voting. So there were two other by-elections that were held yesterday, both of them up in Scotland. One of them, the SNP, the Scottish Nets, kept the seat, and the other one was actually won by the Conservatives. And so this means there have now been five by-elections where reform have lost. They lost to the Greens in another Westminster by-election. They lost to the Welsh Nationalists in a by-election for the Cardiff Parliament. And I think what you're seeing is a kind of a realignment here with people tactically voting against reform.
The Keir Starmer tweet was interesting. He congratulated Andy Burnham by saying, "Voters chose Labour's campaign of hope and optimism over division and hate." To some extent, did voters not choose Andy Burnham over Keir Starmer?
Well, I don't know if you can type a tweet with gritted teeth, but you did get the sense that was happening. Look, the word Labour didn't really appear in Andy's campaign literature. It was a cartoon of him that was plastered on posters and leaflets and everything else. So I think it's very hard to see this as anything other than a real personal mandate for Andy.
Now, a little earlier on, you said that you weren't sure whether or not there was going to be a contest. Keir Starmer has indicated that he is going to be a contender for his current position when the contest happens. Why do you not think there's going to be one?
Well, the leader of the Labour Party, under the rule changes that were brought in by Keir Starmer, is automatically on the ballot paper. But look, we're going to have to see what happens in the coming days. Overwhelming majority of the parliamentary party come out against Keir Starmer or for Andy Burnham, I think it's going to be incredibly difficult for him to carry on. And interestingly, Harriet Harman, who, you know, was appointed as an advisor to this government in the wake of those local elections results just over a month ago in an attempt to shore up the Prime Minister's position, has this morning been talking about Keir and Andy and Wes Streeting and another politician getting in a room and thrashing it out between them rather than ending up in a kind of contest with the Labour membership. And I have to say, I think it would be incredibly damaging for the Labour Party to go through that process in government. I think it would tempt candidates into making all sorts of rash rash promises to attract the support of Labour members, and I can't think that it's either in the party or the country's interests.
So give us a sense then, now that Andy Burnham is in Parliament and therefore officially in the race, what will he stand for in terms of political and policy direction for the party, and what will he stand for in terms of attitude and style of leadership, if he gets it?
Well, Andy's actually, you know, been saying very, very similar things to the Prime Minister, and you know, he's acknowledged that it's very difficult to diverge too much from the Labour Party's general election manifesto without going to the country again. I think, you know, he will want to do more investment in infrastructure, particularly in transport infrastructure outside of London. He's talked about having more public control of energy, water, etc. And actually, I think it's really important to say that doesn't necessarily mean nationalisation. He always points to what he's done in Manchester with the buses, where he's taken control of, you know, timetables and fares and routes and all the rest of it. But it's still run by private companies there. And on immigration, he's rightly backed Shabana Mahmood's reforms. So I on the substance, I'm not sure we're going to see a huge change of direction. And of course, not least of all, because he's backed the fiscal rules, which kind of limit borrowing. But I think he's got a very different style to the Prime Minister. You can see that he's got a kind of an easy charm about him, and he's very comfortable in his own skin.
You talk about the fiscal rules. Regardless of who becomes the next Labour leader and therefore the next Prime Minister, is any winner going to be egregiously constrained by virtue of the kind of constrained borrowing capacity that the UK now has, by virtue of a very flat, dull economic performance? It is not the kind of environment that anybody would want to be going into as Prime Minister.
I wrote when all this sort of kicked off a month or so ago, that, you know, changing leader is the easy bit, and whoever ends up in Downing Street is going to face the same set of very difficult challenges that have confronted Keir Starmer. Now that there are signs of the country moving in the right direction, NHS waiting lists are down, immigration's down. We haven't seen the kind of spike in inflation that we kind of expected in the wake of Iran, although that could still be in the post. But yeah, it's a very, very difficult situation. And of course, you know, people talk about the constraints of the bond markets. I mean, all that means is people's willingness to lend money to the country and the price that they exact in return for it.
James, thank you as ever. James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. 53106, if you want to text us, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.